We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's ranked in the top three or four. Isn't it really the most wonderful time? March Madness. Does Christmas win out over March Madness?
Well, not everybody likes March Madness, you know. Okay. Everybody likes Christmas.
Everybody likes Christmas.
Everybody likes Andy Williams.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That can't be construed as offensive in any way, can it? This particular song?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
I hope. You never know what people hear.
I know. I saw something on Twitter a couple of days ago that had like a list of 25 Christmas songs that, if you wanted to be offended, it was tongue in cheek mostly, but
right.
That there were 25 of them that we should take off the market if you're going to take Baby It's Cold Outside off. But
well, that's what you need to do, right? So anyway, and by the way, I just want to – Eric is one of our better texters.
Tweeters.
He does a great job. He's obviously a very good sports fan. And but like so many fans – they tend not to really listen. And am I calling you out, Eric? Maybe a little bit. But if you listened to, and I invite you to go back and listen to the podcast of our breakdown of the Chiefs-Chargers game, one of the very first comments, and he took me to task, you guys don't even mention, you know, Andy Reid's dominance over Philip Rivers. Very first thing that was said
9 in a row
on this discussion was that the Chiefs had beaten Philip Rivers 9 straight times. Look, and I get the, you know, Bruce, it's low-hanging fruit when you go with the Bruce, you're a Broncos honk. Let me just explain this. I know it's hard for fans to understand. I don't care about the Broncos. Really don't care about the Chiefs that much like you guys do. I care about the story. The Broncos are a team that I cover now, much like I covered the Chiefs back then. The teams that I honk for are the Boston Red Sox and Wichita State because it's my alma mater. All right? So now when you want to claim that I'm honking for someone, you know the two teams or the two groups that I honk for. So now you know. I, one way or the other, couldn't care less what the Denver Broncos do. That just happens to be the beat that I cover.
Now, there was a couple of references to the Chargers having the edge. All I really talked about was everybody's injured. And the only thing that Philip Rivers did in their first game, which they lost, was pile up a bunch of garbage yards. And I said that at the very beginning of the segment.
Absolutely.
But whatever, like you said.
So anyway, but
fans hear what they want to hear, and we're not necessarily fans.
And I will say this, and I really mean this. I really appreciate guys like Eric because he's willing to engage in back and forth. He doesn't just sit back there and, you know, fire shots. He puts it out there and he's willing to engage and he's a sensible guy and we really appreciate it. But I just wanted to make that clear because that's just really the way it is and it's the way it's always been. So, anyway.
And I think also, and I speak for you, that, and Eric is not trying to do this, but if you want to engage in a Twitter fight, with us, you're probably not going to get very far. Fighting on Twitter doesn't get anybody anywhere. It's stupid. You know, I'm not going to take a – I'm going to try not to anyway. Hopefully, you can understand tone on tweets. But I'm not going to put out a tweet or go back and forth with you and try to pick a fight.
It's so, not worth it.
But if you're a fan and you heard something in particular, that's your prerogative.
Absolutely. Totally get it. Anyway.
Okay, we've got four games to pick on. That's tomorrow. And
do we really need?
What?
I mean, aren't we? Isn't there a moratorium on us picking?
No,
I mean,
because
we're
forced to do this.
You're
it's
not
a State
probably.
Farm picks, all right?
Well, I know that, but I mean, my goodness.
Well, what? Pick better.
Right. That you're is all, the key.
You and State Farm are only six behind me, correct,
well,
selections.
Okay. So we, what you're saying is we still have a chance.
Absolutely. We have
all right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8 more of these at however many per. So you just basically
just
need
to reel you in 1 week at a time.
How
one,
about
game,
one game
week
per
at a
week.
Time.
One, yeah,
that's
you'll be right there.
That's all you need
there.
To do.
Yeah.
I like the way you're thinking.
Well,
all right.
And we need some help. And we can, well, speaking of Twitter, if you want to tweet some suggestions at us, or Bruce, if you got some, here we go, because there right. are a couple in the NFL, and this is a bad part about the Chiefs playing the Chargers tonight. We can't pick it. That's off the table. That's another bad part about Thursday night games. We never get to pick those.
Yeah,
and
that's
a lot
bad.
Of times they're good, and this one's really
mm-hmm.
good. So, and by the way, the Chiefs 3.5-point favorites, the over-under is 53.5, but that's
ooh,
off the table.
53.5.
We got to pick the Patriots and the Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a – it's. I'm going to have that as a Patriots by 1.5. We'll pick that, and then I've decided we'll go Brady versus Ben. Who's going to have more yards? Fair?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
fine with that. That sounds good.
I don't know the line because it's not out yet, and – it'd be nice if it were out tomorrow, but there's no guarantee of that. The KU-Villanova game, the basketball game Saturday morning, I'm putting KU as a 9.5-point favorite.
I was going to say 10.5, so we were thinking about the same thing.
So I doubt we'll be too far off, but this is our own. This is a State Farm line, so we'll use that.
Sure.
Dedrick Lawson, will he get a double-double, yes or no? Anything else? Because I'm looking at the NFL and all the other
the
bowl games.
I think the Packers-Bears are intriguing.
All the other bowl games are not worth picking.
Sure.
Packers-Bears?
I mean, I'm just saying they won a game. McCarthy out. Then they go win a game. They're still in the mix, and they're going to Chicago. I'm just throwing it up. I mean, it's about as interesting as a 5-7-1 and 9-4 matchup could be, I suppose.
Well, it's divisional. I mean, so
it's more than
just a regular game. It's not like it's the Lions-Bills. Right. Okay. All right.
But I would agree with you. There are some real dogs this week. I mean, you know.
The problem is there are games that have playoff implications, but not necessarily with both of the teams.
How about the Cowboys and Colts? Did you mention that one?
I have not. It's,
I mean, that's not right. a bad game, and it's at Indianapolis.
All right. I don't see a line.
No, I don't know.
But I'll fill you in on it tomorrow. Okay, Baltimore and the Baltimore Colts and the Dallas Texans.
All nice right. time warp.
Yeah, idiot.
That I hear you.
Focus. All right, Dallas and Indy. All right, I like that. So that will give
I
us.
I cannot, by the way, say Los Angeles Chargers. Every time I'm talking about the Chargers, I get that wrong. Every time.
You're not the only one, because I hear a lot of talking heads say San Diego. It just.
I mean, I can't get to L.A. for them. For some reason.
Just keep it at the Chargers.
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
Probably the
so we have
thing to do.
We have six. Is that good
okay.
enough?
Well, yeah, I think six is good unless you want to figure out one prop that otherwise we. Who's K-State playing this weekend?
Stand by.
Sorry about that.
Oh, Georgia
never
State.
Never asked a question. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
How about their loss? Did you guys talk about that on?
Yeah, I asked
Monday?
The listeners if it's time to worry because
what,
they
scored of the 47
yeah.
points or whatever.
And
it was?
Dean Wade
Good
just
Lord.
Hasn't looked like Dean Wade, and
no.
for a bunch of old guys, going down to Tulsa, that's back-to-back losses to Tulsa. Remember last year
yeah.
they lost an interest
yes.
and really didn't look good doing it there either. That was my question. Do you? Are you concerned? Marquette, not as much, but will you put up 46 and lose at Tulsa with an old team?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I mean, if they had lost that game 68-67, I don't. But the number
right.
of points that they didn't score, I don't understand that.
And they'd been getting.
I don't know if I'm concerned, but I'm cautious.
They've been getting by with just okay performances against some subpar teams. When they went down
right.
to, where'd they go, Atlantis or wherever else, it was like,
mm-hmm.
man, The teams they played, except for Missouri, Missouri's a household name, but I'm not sure what kind of team they are. But, you know, they beat Eastern Kentucky. They beat Penn by 16, who turned around and beat Villanova. So I guess.
Right. That's, go figure that one.
Before we go hanging them out to dry. But
totally.
Two in a row, and then they get Georgia State. And it's kind of funny, after Wichita State gets done with Southern Miss, then K-State gets Southern Miss. They got a bunch of, as I see it here, and help me if I'm wrong, K-State fans, a bunch of home games in a row. Georgia State, Southern Miss, Vandy, George Mason, and then Texas after the first of the year. But I, you know, I've voiced my concern with Jacob. Is it time to worry about K-State? They've fallen to 25 in the rankings, if you're into that stuff. And again, the Jayhawks play Villanova Saturday morning at 11, and Villanova pretty much lost to Penn wire to wire in that battle in Philly. So Villanova's now lost three times, and KU at 8-0 will play them first thing Saturday morning, game you can hear on KFA.
It just has lost so much of its luster.
Well,
I think
Final Four rematch.
Yeah,
defending national champions aren't. Yeah, I mean, you lose to Penn, it kind of takes a little luster off. But
not really, not really. Do you remember Nick Nurse when he was at Northern Iowa? You'd be
you know. I would have to be told that to trigger something in the deep recesses of my brain. Maybe you know, I couldn't have told you. Oh, yeah, Nick Nurse is from, yeah. I couldn't have gone that far, but now it's like, oh, yeah, I think maybe I didn't either know something about that once upon a time or just forgotten, but yeah.
It was enough that the name, it was like, God, I've heard of him, and I couldn't figure it out, and this was, you know, a couple of months ago. So I ended up having to look it up, but I'm glad that I looked it up only because at least the name nudged me a little bit. But he did play at Northern Iowa from 1985 to 1989 and was an assistant coach there, a graduate assistant in 89 and 90.
Having quite a year, isn't he?
He's having a hell of a year.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And that's a guy that has been he's been all over everywhere, coached in Europe for like 4 or 5 years, did the whole CBA thing, G League, didn't matriculate into the NBA until 2013 as an assistant with the Raptors, and then, of course, ended up becoming their head coach when Dwayne Casey was let go. But yeah, that's a guy from Northern Iowa, as is the new football coach at K-State. Northern Iowa.
He's a Northern Iowa guy too, huh?
Played at Northern Iowa, yep. So, anyway.
Hot stove. Not all that hot.
Nope, not right now.
Little here and there, but we keep Scott Boras made a comment that any second now we might hear something about Bryce Harper. You buying that?
No, I'm not.
Bryce Harper and Manny Machado.
Mm-mm.
Still unemployed after Christmas?
I think there's a very real chance.
We waited forever last year with a lot of big name guys.
I mean, these guys are different.
These guys are can't miss, but.
I mean, I get it, but I don't know. What's the number end up being on Bryce Harper?
Dollars?
Machado. Hell, they're both going to be in about, they're going to be in similar stratospheres.
Dollars?
You would think. Yeah.
$350 million.
Okay. God, man. How much do you have to swallow hard to pay somebody $350 million?
And, you know, as much as you would hope that he would be an MVP candidate for the majority of those years on that contract, it's about the pieces around him and the help that he gets, because as good as Bryce Harper is and as much money as he's going to command, he's not going to take you to the promised land all by himself. This is baseball, man.
Totally.
You need some complimentary parts. There have been some moves made over the last couple of days. Lance Lynn. I was surprised Lance Lynn got a 3-year, $30 million deal from the Rangers.
Totally.
The fact that he got 3 years, he needs, he's thank his lucky stars. Familia going back to the Mets for the same amount of years, same amount of money, 3 years and $30 million, bouncing from the A's right back to the Mets. Dodgers agree with to terms with Joe Kelly, hard throwing former Red Sox guy. So there have been some, but you know, the big fish are still out there, and everybody else just basically playing the slots and some video poker at the Mandalay Bay, and it's about it.
I saw the Dodgers nab Joe Kelly. So, there you go. 3 years, $25 million for him. Hard-throwing right-hander. I don't know, Shane. I mean, we can't get rid of Scott Boras, man. Every day, we're seeing Scott Boras.
Well, that's who the Royals have to thank for authoring that $6.5 million deal for Mike Moustakas last year.
Great.
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate that. Anyway. All right, let's get to On This Day in History. Headed towards the middle of December. It is the 13th of the month. What happened on this day is sports, courtesy of Superior Rents. Coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.